Today's Shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Gimel. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Gimel Amr Aleph at the Mishnah. These are the situations, says the Mishnah, that we are allowed to do what we're allowed to do, even if it means killing the individual. There's a machlokes Rishonim, how to learn this Mishnah. And does this Mishnah mean that we are allowed to kill the person who's perpetrating these crimes? Or is the Mishnah to be understood that we're obligated to kill the person who's perpetrating these crimes? There's also a question, which I think is actually connected to this question, if this halacha that we're learning now applies on Shabbos as well, or is the halacha only during the week? So the Mishnah Melech discusses this, and he says, certainly in a case that where there's a concern that somebody's about to murder someone else, there's no question, says the Mishnah Melech, that even on Shabbos, we're allowed to do whatever we have to do to protect the person who's being pursued. The question is, the other cases that we're learning, what will be the halacha? May this be done on Shabbos as well or not? The opinion of the Rif is that it may be done on Shabbos as well. There are other Rishonim that disagree. So again, Elish Mitzilai Sabanafshim, these are the cases where somebody could do whatever he has to do to protect himself, even though killing the perpetrator. Of course, as we learned and will continue learning, these halachas only apply if there is no other way but to kill the perpetrator. If there are other options, then of course we have to try to use other options instead of killing the person. Haroi devach haver l'hargoi, if somebody is pursuing somebody to kill him. Acha zocher, if somebody wants to do a mishkav zocher with somebody else. Acha nar marasa, if somebody is pursuing a nar marasa to violate her. And we're going to see in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem that it's not just a nar marasa, but any situation where the person who's being pursued involves an Issa Kares or Issa Mises Bezdin. Okay, Hamachalas Hashab, Haroid of Acha Behema, if somebody is pursuing an animal, Hamachalas Hashabis, if somebody wants to be Chal Shabbos, Ha'ibid Avez Kechavim, somebody is worshipping Avez Zara, Eimat Silasan, these cases, Aval, Haroid of Acha Behema, somebody wants to have this type of act with a Behema, or somebody's being Mechal Shabbos, or somebody's worshipping Avodah Zarah, we have no right, we have no right to kill that person to stop him from doing that Avera. Begins the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan Benayin Lo'oid of Ach Chaveroi. How do we know that the halacha is that if somebody, Benayin Lo'oid of Ach Chaveroi Lo'horgoi, if somebody's pursuing someone else with the intention to kill him, Shanitin La'tziloi Benafshoi, that we could do whatever we can to save the victim. The Torah says we have to do whatever we have to do to save this person. Ask the Gemara, is that what we learn from this pasuk? Don't we learn this pasuk to teach us? If you see somebody drowning, is being attacked by an animal, is being attacked by dangerous individuals, Shuchai Vlatziloi, that we have the obligation to do whatever we can to save him. Tamaloimar, Lysamar al Damreyacha. From here we see that we have to do whatever we can to save the person. And Taisus teaches us that the halacha, that we're allowed to kill somebody, that to save somebody, is a greater chiddush than we have to do whatever we can to save a person. And therefore, Tosfos explains the Gemara, that the Gemara is teaching us that if we have an option, if we have two ways to learn the Pasuk, one way to learn the Pasuk is that the Pasuk is teaching us we have to do whatever we can to save a person. Or the Pasuk is telling that we could do whatever we can to attack the pursuer. We're going to learn, as is the Derech in all of Shas, that we're going to learn the smaller Chiddush, the lesser of a Chiddush. And the lesser of the chiddush is to teach us that we have to save a person who's in danger, and we will not use the pasuk to teach us the other limud. Answers the Gemara and a Chanami. That's indeed what the pasuk of Asava Adam Re'acha teaches us, that we have to do whatever we can do to save a person. So then we're back to our original question. Elo shenitin latzila benafshe minolan. From where will we know that we're allowed to do whatever we need to do to the pursuer? Answers the Gemara, Asi b'kavachomer v'nar marasa. We learn it from a kavachomer of nar marasa. Ma nar marasa. When we speak about a nar marasa who's being pursued, shleba el poigma. What the person who's pursuing is not here to kill her. It's only just to devalue her, embarrass her, says the Gemara, says the Torah, Am a Torah nitel atzila b'nafshay. The Torah says we're allowed to do whatever you have to do to stop that from happening. So certainly, right about chaveira lahargai, if somebody's pursuing someone else with the intention to kill him, alakas kama kama, that we have a right to do what we have to do to save this person. And Tosfos here too makes the point that if we look as far as aveira is concerned, the aveira of nar marasa could be considered a greater aveira than ritzicha, because the punishment for violating a nar marasa is skila, and the punishment for murder is sayif. So maybe when we think about the aveira of nar marasa is a greater aveira, but still the result of nar marasa is that this girl will still be here, versus the case of murder, that if we don't stop the murderer, this person won't be here anymore. We learn it, so says the Gemara, we're learning this Kal V'Chaymer. Ask the Gemara, V'chi Enshin Min Adin, are we allowed to come up with a halacha through a Kal V'Chaymer? We don't learn a Kal V'Chaymer to come up with a din. The halacha that we're learning in our Gemara, of like Samar Adam Re'acha, that we're learning from here that we have to do whatever we have to do to save a person, the question is, how far does that halacha apply? The Beis Yosef quotes the Agos Maimoni, who says that one is even obligated to put his life in jeopardy, to put his life into sakana, a sofk sakana, in order to save his friend from vade sakana. The Sma quotes many who disagree with Beis Yosef and do not obligate one to put his own life in danger to save somebody else's life. The Mishnah Berurah says that although one is not obligated to risk his own life to save somebody else's life, one should have not quickly say that what he's doing is going to put himself into danger. Rather, says the Mishnah Berurah, in seeing somebody in danger, his first reaction is to think, what could I do to save this person? And starting to think, well, maybe what I'm going to do is going to put me in danger, is not the way to do it. Only when it's obvious that what he's doing is something that could cause him danger may he consider and say, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Ramosha Zatzal has somewhat of a different approach. Ramosha says that although one is not halachically obligated to risk his life to save someone else, but says Ramosha, one is not prohibited from volunteering to do something that if what he wants to do is try to save somebody else. And this is a very relevant question regarding somebody who wants to or has been asked to donate a kidney to somebody who is in sakana. And Ramosha was asked this question, and Ramosha says that one is not obligated. There's no obligation for a person to donate his kidney to someone who needs a kidney. However, Ramosha says it's not something that he's not allowed to do, and because saving somebody else, as we're learning now, is an obligation. And Ramosha Sternbuch in the Tshuva says that since most people can survive without having both kidneys, so the repercussions of giving up a kidney are not that significant. And since they're not so significant, says Rabbi Sternberg, you certainly could give it up. And on the other hand, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, and the Shas Chuvas Evan Yisro, says that one doesn't have to donate a kidney. And he says, even if there's a situation that parents are asking one sibling to donate a kidney to another kidney, so that is not just this issue of Hatzolos Nefoshes, there's also an issue of Kibbutz of Ve'im. He says that one cannot be forced to give up a kidney. He says they're allowed to, but they're not obligated. So again, Rav Moshe and Rav Moshe Sternberg certainly hold that it's praiseworthy. Rav Devin Yisrael says that it's permitted, but I saw that the Mechas Yitzchak says that he's not convinced that one should even be allowed to give it up. He leaves the question open. So the Gemara continues. How we know that we have to do what we have to do to save somebody who's being pursued? The Beit Rabbi Tani Hakeshu. We learn it from the following Hekesh. The Pasuk that we spoke about, we just spoke about the subject of the Nara Marasa. The Torah says, L'Nara Le'Sasa Dova, E L'Nara Chet Mavis, Ki Kash Yokam Ish Arei Ritzach HaNefesh, Kein HaDova Azeh. The Torah is comparing Nara Marasa to somebody who's being pursued to be killed. Just like the act of murder is obviously being done against the will of the victim. Similarly, the Torah says that the girl who is being pursued should not be punished. Says the Gemara, V'chi mal lemadu ritzeich mi'ata. What is the pasuk coming to teach us that comparing a situation of murder to the case of a Naram Rasa? The pasuk says, U'anara lo sasa tova, that this girl is innocent. Says the Gemara, Hareza bo lalamid. So the pasuk, the way to understand this pasuk, Hareza bo lalamid v'nimtza lalamid, that even though the Pasha is here to teach us something from Mirzeich to Nar Marasa, we other way, what actually happens is just the other way. Makash Mirzeich to Nar Marasa. And we learn, Ma Nar Marasa nitin latzila. Just like by Nar Marasa, the person who's pursuing her, we're allowed to do whatever we have to do to save this girl. B'nafsha nitin latzila b'nafsha, we can do whatever we have to do to save this girl in terms of the pursuer. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, and from where do we know by Nar Marasa we could do whatever we have to do vis-a-vis the pursuer? Says the Gemara, the Tana Beri Shmol, says the Gemara, there was nobody, how did this happen? Because there was no one to help her. Hayesh Mashila, if there would be somebody to help her, the Torah is that teaches us the Torah, b'chol davar she'yachol la'ishia, anything you can do, you have to do. The Sefer Divrei Yisrael and the Klali Araisa says that Al Gemara just used a type of a limud called Hareza Balalamid, where it seems that the thing is coming to teach us, the Nimtzalamid becomes a Talmud. So he says, what is the concept behind this type of a limud? So he explains, the concept behind this kind of a limud is, as we learn in Pirkei Avos, Umatalmida Yosem Kulam, the one that we learn the most from is from our Talmidim. And here too, the Ritzeich is supposed to be the Rebbe, and Nar Marasa is supposed to be the Talmud, but it turns around the other way, because Mitalmida Yosem Kulam, the one that we learn the most from, are from our Talmidim. Says the Gemara, Gufa, says the Ramanayin L'Royas Chaveru Shutavei Benar, going back to the halacha that we learned before, that if somebody is chas v'shalom drowning, oy shechay gartoy, is being attacked by an animal, listen ba'an lov, shechay v'latzila, we have to do anything to save this person, tamaloymer, mesam adam aracha. Ask the Gemara of Ahama Ocha Nafka, is this the source for the halacha that we have to do whatever we can to save a person? From Ahama Nafka, ask the Gemara Mehasam Nafka, it's learned from another pasuk. We Avedis Gufa Menayin. We know that there's a halacha that we learned in Masechta of Metzia, the halacha of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda means that we have to return something that somebody lost. Avedis Gufa Menayin. How do we know that we have similarly an obligation to try to return to a person if his life is in danger. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, "Veshivei saloi." So why do we need lo samra damreacha to teach us this halacha? Answers the Gemara: Ima hasam. If we only had this limud, havamina, we would say hani mili benafshe, that only one has to do whatever he can to save another person. Ava mitrich umeger emeloi, to go so far to hire and spend money to save somebody else, I wouldn't be obligated. Kamash malan. So the way the Yad Ramah learns the Gemara, he says that the halacha is that one has to do whatever he can to save somebody else. But if in order to save somebody else, he has to spend money, so the Yad Ramah says that one is not obligated to spend money to save somebody else. There, he could go back and say that the money I spent to save you, you should reimburse me. And therefore, the question that comes up is, what would be the halacha if I know that I need to spend money to save someone else, but that individual I'm saving doesn't have the financial means to repay me? What will be the halacha? The Yad Ramah is not clear, but the Meiri says that the halacha is that the person who saved has to reimburse the person who saved him. But let's say the person who's being saved does not have the financial ability to pay for it. Says the Meiri, of course, that the halacha is that you have to do whatever you have to do, even if it will cost you money. Rav Shlomo Kluger and the Chachma Shlomo says, what about, does a person have to embarrass himself in order to save somebody else? What is the basis of his question? Because he says that our Gemara is teaching us the halacha of saving somebody is based on the halacha of Hashavas Aveda. And he reminds us that when we learned the halachas of Hashavas Aveda, we learned that Zokin Vein Elfi Kfoidai, even though there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, Zokin Vein Elfi Kfoidai, if it's not up to the cover of the person who's doing Hashavas Aveda, he doesn't have to do it. And therefore, perhaps, if we're learning Hashavas Aveda, it should be the same. And he brings a raya from a Gemara that we're going to learn later in our Masechta on Daf Ayin Hay, by somebody who got sick and wanted a man to marry a woman, and the woman was not obligated to marry this man, even though by not marrying this man was in sakana. So we see that a person is not obligated because it was not to her covet to marry this man. So he says, from here we see that one is not obligated to put themselves into a situation of embarrassment to save somebody else. The Klaus Magreb Zatzal and the Shalos Hatshuvos Divrei Yatzev says that there it's different. There it's a situation of marrying somebody who you don't want to marry is a very serious level. But just a regular case of embarrassment, maybe it's not the same. And a case of to do whatever you have to do, you have to do. The halacha now we're learning is that we have to do Hashavas Aveda. What's going to be the halacha if somebody lost something, somebody lost a car, somebody lost something, and the person who found it calls him and says, I found your lost object. And he says, well, I don't have a way to get to you. The person who lost this object doesn't have a way to get to you, the one that finds the object. You who found the object have a car. Could you please come and deliver the lost item to me? So what is the halacha? So certainly, if the person who found the item says, well, if you want me to come to you, you're going to have to reimburse me, and he says it obviously, that is enough. And the Chazanish says that he doesn't have to go under any circumstances, or he has to just tell him, I have your object, and come pick it up. The Chashuk Echemed speaks about an interesting question. If somebody left a child on a bus, and the bus driver discovered the child, calls the parents, and the bus driver says to the parents, please come pick up your child, and they demand that they he bring the child back. So he says, well, if you want me to bring the child back, I'm going to have to charge you. And they say, well, it's at night already, and you could claim that you have a right to charge, because if you would have been working at that time, you would have gotten paid. But now you're not working anyway. So there's no financial loss for you in doing so. And since there's no financial loss for you doing so, you should not have a right to get reimbursed. The Chashuk Chemed paskins that that isn't the halacha. He paskins that the halacha is, as we're learning now from the Rishonim, that the person has a right to demand to get reimbursed. And it doesn't make a difference if it's in a time where he would have gotten paid for working or not. Tanur Rabbanan, Echad Roi D'Fach Chaver V'L'Hargoi, whether somebody is pursuing somebody else with the intent to kill him, Acha V'Acha Azochar, Acha Nar Maroso, Acha V'Mesis Bezdin, if the person is pursuing a woman who is an Issam Mises Bezdin for having relations with this woman, Echad Chai V'Krisis, the Loch in all of these situations, Matzilon Aysa B'Nafshoi, we are allowed to kill the pursuer. But if it's a case of Amona L'Kohen Gadol, or Grush V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hedyot, which are only Issalav, Ematzilon Aysa B'Nafshoi, then we have no right to kill the pursuer. Nevda B'Aveira, if it already was done, the Aveira, Ematzilon Aysa B'Nafshoi, we have no right to kill the pursuer. Yesh L'Mashiyoi, if there's a way to save the victim without killing the pursuer, the loch is ematzilon ayus benafsho, we have no right to kill him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af haymeres hanichloi, even if the victim says leave him, shloi hagenu, that she says it because she's worried that if he's not going to be left alone, what he will do to her, we listen to her. Begins the Gemara in evaluating this brisa. Anonymously, where do we know these halachas? On the krub, because the pasuk says lenar leisasa davar, ein lenar chait mavas. Says the Gemara, the pasuk spells nara without the hay. Says zocher, that comes to teach us that if somebody is pursuing for mishkav zocher, nara, but it's pronounced the kri is nara zanar marasa, chait is chayv krisis. Mavis is Eile Chayv and Mises Bezdin. And from here we know that in all these cases we have a right to attack the pursuer. Ask the Gemara, Kol Hani Lamali, why do we need to have all these limudim for all the various situations that were just identified? Answers the Gemara, Tzrichi. Dikos Rachmana Nar, if we would have only had the pasuk of Nar without the hay, which the Gemara explained means Mishkav Zachar, there we would say we're allowed to kill the pursuer. Mishum de lav urche. This is not normal, Mishkav Zachar. Avol, Nara, the urcha, that is the normal way that men and women have relations. Emeloi. So that's why we have to have Nara. Because Rachmana Nara, Mishum de kapagale. When somebody does something like this to a girl, it permanently blemishes her. Avol, Nara. But Mishkav Zachar, loy kapagale. It doesn't cause a physical blemish to the victim. Emeloi. So that's why we have to have both cases, Nar Marosa and Mishkav Zochem. Continues the Gemara. Because Rachmana Hani, Shema Hai Lavarchahi, Mishkav Zochem is not normal. V'haka Pagamle, and the case of Nar Marosa, she becomes blemished. Ava Shara Rayas, when we speak about all the other Rayas, Durchayu, that the Bia is done in the normal fashion. V'lein Nafish Pagmayu, and there isn't significant blemishing. Emeloi, maybe there the Torah doesn't allow us to kill the pursuer. Kos Rachmana Chait. Because Rachmana Chait, have a mina filo chayv lavin. That even in the case of chayv lavin, we could do whatever we need to do to the pursuer. Kos Rachmana Mavis. Because Rachmana Mavis, if the Torah would have only said Mavis, have a mina chayv misis bezdin in. That this halacha only applies that you're allowed to attack the pursuer by chayv misis bezdin. But chai v'krisis loy should not be that way. Kos rachmana chait. So ask the Gemara, fine. But why wouldn't it be adequate? V'lich the rachmana, let the Torah have just written the word chait emovis. And then from now we will know chai v'krisis and chai v'misis bezdin. We wouldn't need the case of Mishka Zocha and Nara Marosso because they're included in the Krisis of Mises Bezdin. It says, and as the Chayim explain, once we have a pasuk to teach us Chayvi Krisis or Chayvi Mises Bezdin, then we know that it includes every case. Answers Gemara and Chanami. So if that's the case, Ela Nara Venara, what are they here for? Chalamuti Oiva Kachavim, that if somebody is going to worship Avodah Zorah, we have no right to kill him. Chalamuti Behem Veshabbos, and somebody is going to have relations with an animal, will be Mechal Shabbos, we have no right to kill them. Ask the Gemara, Ula of Shim Ben Yochai, Dama Oiva Kachavim Nitan Latzil Benafshai, if we see somebody about to worship Avodah Zorah, we're allowed to do whatever we have to do to stop him. So why do we need these two psukim? Answer the Gemara, Chalamute Behema. One is to tell us that if a person is about to have relations with an animal, we have no right to kill him. The Chalamute Shabbos, and one to teach us that if somebody is about to be Mechal Shabbos, we have no right to kill him. Salkadat Chamina Tesis Shabbos, Mechilim Elvedes Chavim, that we should learn the Alocha of Shabbos from Vodah Zorah. Because by both of them, the Torah uses the word chilul, and therefore we should say, just like by somebody who's Rachmana Litzlon, about to worship Avodah Zorah, the halacha tells us we're allowed to do whatever we have to do to stop him. So too should be the halacha if somebody's about to mechal Shabbos, k'mash malon, that no. By chal Shabbos, we have no right to kill him. But ask the Gemara, but according to Elazar of Shimon, the Amar mechal Shabbos, that we see somebody's about to mechal Shabbos, the halacha is nitin latzila benafshoi, we could kill him to stop him. Dasi Shabbos, because he indeed does learn chil chilim avodes kachavim. So why do we need these two psukim of Nara Michael and Meima? Answers the Gemara, chad lemuti behema. One is to teach us that if a person is about to have relations with an animal, we have no right to kill him. V'idach, and the other pasuk is coming to teach us either the kasher achmara nar. That's why the Torah had to also write Nara, because the Torah is speaking about the parasha of Nara Marotza. Yehuda taught us earlier in the Brice on Amun Aleph that Af Hai Meris, if the woman says, Henichaloi Shloyagin Loyagena, the woman says that there's somebody who's pursuing her, and she says, leave him, we listen to him. So there's Machloikas with Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yehuda, if we do listen to her or not. The Rabbanan say we don't, Rabbi Yehuda says we do. Ask the Gemara by Maikamifli, what is the basis of their Machloikas? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, because a woman doesn't want to have relations with him, but she doesn't want this to happen, but she lets him do it, because she's asking that not to kill him, because she's worried that otherwise he will kill her. Rabbanan Savri, a pigma, kap rachmana. The Torah is concerned that a woman should not be blemished with this type of relationship. And she is a girl that cares about it. So if she's a girl that cares about it, and as I saw the Rishonim explain, it's a Begima Rabba. It's a very significant situation, and that's why what she says is something we care about. And therefore, we should kill the pursuer. Rabbi Huda, Haida Kam Rachmana Katlei, Mishun Demasra Nafshal Katala. We're concerned that if we won't kill the pursuer, she might kill herself rather to do this. For her, this woman is clearly indicating that she will not act that way. Ha, Lord Masla Afshal Katala. Here she's indicating that she doesn't care, and therefore she's not going to give up her life, and therefore we have no right to kill the pursuer. Pursuer. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rapapa Labaya, if that's the way you're learning, that whenever there's a begima, whenever there's something that's going to blemish the girl, we're concerned, so why shouldn't we be allowed to kill the Kohen Gadol who's trying to have relations with Almana? Amalei, so as we said, a begima rabba kapit rachmana, the Torah is concerned when it's a significant begima, which means when there's a chayvi lavin or chayvi where the chayv increases, or chayv misses bezdin, a begimah zuta, a monokan gold, chayv lavin, like begimah rachmana. There's a very interesting question that the Minchas Chinuch asks. If there's somebody, a husband, who's pursuing his wife, who's a nida, to have relations, so it's a chayva krisis, is she considered the same as all the chayva krisis that Al Gemara says that when somebody's pursuing a chayva krisis, we're allowed to kill him? So the Minchas Chinuch says that, yes, a nida is a chayva karis, and since a nida is a chayva krisis, the halacha that we're allowed to do whatever we have to do applies. But then he says that Rashi over here says that what is the consideration? So he says, the Rashi over here says the consideration is, what is the result of this act of bia? And if the result of this act of bia is that the child will be a mamzer, says Rashi, that's why Chazal were concerned. But we know that a ben anida, if a husband has relations with his wife, when she is a nida, the halacha is that the child is not a mamzer. So even though it's a chiyuv karis, but it's the result won't be a mamzer. And therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says, from Rashi it seems, since the result of this relation, act of bia, will not be a mamzer, when somebody's pursuing his wife, who is a nida, that have relation with him, it's not a case where we're allowed to kill the pursuer. We learned, chet el chayv krisis. V'minu, ask the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech Tiksuba Staf Chof Tes Amin Aleph teaches us, ve'lo naro she'eshlam knas, haba alachoysoi. Somebody who has relations with a sister. So now the Gemara asks a question. If the halacha is that we're allowed to kill the pursuer of somebody who wants to do chayva krisis, so then it's a case that this pursuer is chayv misa, as a roidif. And we know that the halacha is that the halacha of kim lebed rabbanei teaches us that we don't give misa and make somebody pay money at the same time. Yet here we're saying that he's going to be chayv knas. But why? If he's chayv misa as a roidif, we ought to apply the concept of kim lebed rabbanei. Answers the Gemara. Amru rabbanu kamed Rav Chisda. This question was asked in front of Rav Chisda, and he answers, mishas hara pogma iftalei miktala. The moment that he started the bia, so at that point, the pegima is there already. Since at that point, the pegima is there already, that's the way the Yad Ramah explains the Gemara, so then there's no right to kill him anymore. We're only allowed to kill him, the Gemara keeps on explaining, is to prevent the pegima. But here the pegima already took place. But the obligation to pay knas doesn't come till Gemar bia. And what the Gemara is saying is, so when do we apply the concept of kim lebed rabbanei? We apply the concept of kim lebed rabbanei when both punishments come simultaneously. So the Torah Kedoshah teaches us kim lebed rabbanei, we give the more severe punishment. But here, the two punishments aren't coming at the same time. We don't say kim lebed rabbanei. Says the Gemara, hanich lemandam mahar is in the shika. According to the mandam that says hara is the beginning of bia. So our explanation works. The begima happened at the beginning of the bia. The chiv mammon came at the end of the bia. But asked the Gemara, Elamand amarazu anach Torah. So that means the both came at the same time. We're back to our question. Why don't we say kimleim b'di rabbanei? Elam Rav Chisda. The case here is kibayin shabala shloike darka. The Mishnah speaking about when there's a bia shloike darka. So then the begima already took place at the time that there was bia shloike darka. So the chiyuv, so there's no more begima here anymore. And then the chazabah le kedarka, and then the chiyuv knas only comes for bi kedarka, and therefore the two chiyuv did not come at the same time. Says the Gemara Rava Amar, the Mishnah over there is speaking about a case that Rabbi Yehuda just spoke about. Penicha shloya agena. The Mishnah is saying where she's allowing herself to get nival in order to save herself. And it's following that the opinion of Yehuda, who had been learning in our shir, that if the woman tells us don't do anything to him, then we don't do anything to him. So in that case, there is no chiv misa, but there is a chiv knas. The papaba is speaking about a mafuta, where it's a girl that was willing to have bia. So in such a knas, that there is knas, but we don't kill the pursuer, and everybody agrees. Even Rabbanan will agree that in such a case, we don't kill the pursuer if she agreed to this act. So there's only knas, and it isn't a situation of kim lebed rabbanei in Kedivrei HaKol, everybody would agree to that opinion.